kicked an avocado across the floor. I couldn't see it. The light was off. Why was there an avocado on the floor? Dear friends, welcome back to the Promethean Perspective. I'm so excited that you are joining me. It has been such a long time since I last did an episode. So for those of you that didn't know, I did something of a bit of a summer hiatus where I had to take off a little bit of time over the summer just because, for those of you that know, I live on a farm. And so there is a lot of responsibilities in the summer months of harvesting and farming and gardening and all of the plethora of blessings that go with being a farmer. To say the least, it's been a very, very busy summer, and that summer is now coming to a close, and now we are getting back into the swing of podcasting, which I'm super excited about. But before we get into any of that, I would just like to say welcome back to any of my listeners that used to listen before my summer hiatus, and new listeners that have joined us over the summer. We need to give a little bit of an update and a little bit of a proper welcome to these new listeners, because a lot has happened since the last time I podcasted. So over the summer, I got a notification saying that we officially had listeners in Germany. I freaked out. At that point, we'd only had listeners in Canada, America, and then right as I was about to take a break, I got a notification that we had listeners in Ireland, and I was like, ah, this is crazy, this is so awesome, God is doing so many amazing things. And then, like a week later, I got notified that we have listeners in Germany. So if you are in Germany, hello, welcome to the podcast family. I'm so glad you are here. I have no idea how you're listening to this English podcast in Germany. So I don't know. Maybe send me some feedback. Let me know how that works. Just a few weeks ago, I got a notification that we had listeners in Australia and the Czech Republic. So guys, we're like branching out. We have like a lot of territory that we are covering, and I just want to say welcome to all of these amazing listeners that are joining this podcast for some reason. Welcome. I am so glad you're here, and we are excited for you to join the Promethean Perspective podcast family. So yeah, there has been, before I say any of this, I just want to preface, for those of you that know, when I make my podcast, I usually multitask because there's a lot to be done. And I like to talk to you guys as I'm like going about my day in a real life way, so it comes to you very authentically, and it's just, you know, I'm meeting you guys with reality of where I'm at and what I'm doing, and life still goes on regardless of this podcast, and so sometimes that requires some multitasking. So right now I'm actually making blueberry muffins because tomorrow is Sunday, and for Sunday mornings we usually do something like kind of fun before mass, like we'll make like a fun breakfast or like a fun little treat just to make the just to kind of make that whole aurora of the Lord's Day kind of a little bit more special for the whole family. So I'm making blueberry muffins with our fresh blueberries because we grow blueberries and we got a ton of them this year. I think there was like one day where Charles and I, we picked like maybe like 2 buckets full, and Mom like weighed them later and it was like 31 pounds of blueberry. It was like ridiculous. And that was like only in one day. So God has been very, very good to us this year, and we've gotten a lot of fruit from our labor. So thank you, Jesus, for that. But anyways, I'm making blueberry muffins. So if you hear like noises like in the background or like anything like that, bowls, mixing spoons, anything like that, I'm making blueberry muffins. So just know that's what you're hearing. You're not going crazy. So I want to give you a whole bit of a, let's see, how do I put this? I want to give you a whole bit of like a rundown on like how summer has been, just to catch up with you guys. So we're not actually going to be talking about a specific topic in this episode, just because I want to say hello and I want to talk to you guys and be real with y'all and just kind of relay to you how my summer has been. And I kind of wanted to do a state of the address podcast where I'm going to be kind of addressing where the podcast is going from here, because we're going to be changing a little bit on this platform. And so we're just going to kind of be talking about all of that in today's episode. Before we do start that, I would just like to share some very exciting news, which is going to be basically my glory story for my second oldest brother. If you guys remember, I announced on a podcast a couple episodes ago that he was getting married in December, and he and his lovely wife Sarah had the most beautiful, simple, just lovely wedding. It was so special and so sacred, and I was so honored to be a part of the wedding, and it was just, it was a really lovely experience for the whole family. And they informed us on Mother's Day that they are expecting a little baby, and the baby's due in late December, early January, so I'm going to be an aunt again. It's so exciting. That's my glory story. God is so good, and guys, new life. It's so awesome. So just keep that little baby in your prayers, and keep Sarah in her in your prayers as she's experiencing motherhood for the first time. And my brother, he's going to definitely need the prayers because he has no experience with being a dad whatsoever. So that's super exciting. That was my glory story. Bradford and Sarah expecting a little baby, and I'm super excited. So please keep them in your prayers. But now we're going to hop into today's episode. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, I'm just going to be completely honest with y'all and kind of just give you a rundown on how this past summer has been. For those of you that don't know, I graduated, like technically graduated this past year from high school. So I wasn't doing high school classes. I was doing college classes, but I guess like my age-wise, I technically graduated this year. So I also graduated with my brother, Nathan. He's phenomenal and he's an inspiration to me. And so we had the great pleasure of graduating together, which was super awesome. And our family was super sweet because even though we couldn't like get together for like a graduation party or anything like that with family, the rest of the family, well, because of COVID, the rest of the family, they like planned this whole surprise graduation party for him and I, like a month ago. And it was so sweet and it was so special. And we like went tubing, and mom and dad did like all these like special little things. They like made posters for us and got us like balloons, and it was just like super sweet, and I was super grateful for it. So that was something very exciting that happened over the summer. Something I kind of wanted to talk more about was an experience that I had over the summer in regards to where I was going after I graduated and what I was doing after I graduated, because you know, life opens up a lot of possibilities at this point, and you know, you kind of live with the question of like, what am I doing from here? So in the past, the way I've done episodes is I've usually always done it on something that I was either really passionate about, I thought it would be a good topic, or topics that people specifically asked for. Now, because the audience has grown at such a ridiculous rate that I could never had imagined, like I never had the slightest clue that God was going to do what he's doing with the podcast. Not in a million years would I have imagined that. And I'm just blown away still by what he's decided to do with this. Little old me speaking into a unprofessional microphone, just doing my thing and talking reality with y'all, and just where he's taken that. It's been phenomenal. And so I kind of, when I first started the podcast, I had like an intent. I had like a mission, but like I wouldn't say I had like a goal. And I've really been thinking a lot about that over the summer. Like, do I even still want to do the podcast? What's my goal if I do decide to do the podcast? And I definitely decided that I still want to do the podcast because God is doing something here. And he's doing something so spectacular, something I could never have even imagined. And, you know, if this is what he wants me to do, then this is what I'm going to do. And I'm not going anywhere. So you guys are just going to have to deal with it. So that was like the thing I decided. Was like, I'm definitely going to continue doing the podcast. And then I was in prayer discerning like, okay, but like these people are here at the podcast for a reason. Like they're listening for a reason. I don't know why, but there's obviously something that God is speaking through me that is resonating with them. And there's something that these people need to hear. There's a reason why they came across the podcast. There's a purpose behind that. And I know that's kind of like a lofty way to look at it, but like that was the way that I decided to approach it. I was like, I could go about this ridiculously like, you know, people just like happened to come across the podcast, and you know, if I disappeared it wouldn't make that big of a difference. And I mean, I could have looked at it that way, but I decided to take the approach of realizing that I'm put here on this earth in this specific time, in this specific year, at this specific age, for a specific reason. And that's the mindset I had, and I'm so thankful for it, because I think it's really easy for people to feel like what they're doing doesn't really matter. And in the end, you know, it does matter. What we are doing with our minutes is what we're doing with our lives. And if I can touch one person with the grace of God through this podcast, then I would have done enough. I would have been content with doing it. So I realized that my life in particular, is very, very unique. It's very enthralling. It's an adventure, truly. And I kind of didn't want to just come to you guys with just topics anymore. Like, I wanted to, I decided that, like, from here on with the podcast, like, I want to get on a very practical level so that I'm able to share this love that I have for God, this love that I have for life. I want to share it with you guys in a very authentic way. And I feel like this is how we're going to do it. And this is how I have this opportunity, this platform that, to be completely honest, you know, I didn't put a whole lot of effort into when I first started it. I did what I can, but it's not like I like went out and bought like crazy expensive equipment to like make this flourish. And like, I was super regimented about when I uploaded episodes. I did it kind of very freely and kind of loosely. And the amount that this podcast has grown without that much effort kind of shows me that like God wants to do something here. And I'm going to do that. I'm gonna give what I can, because little old me has a purpose. What am I going to do, you know? And I think the same is true for anything, for anybody. Like, everybody has a purpose. And if I can help somebody kind of realize that or kind of find their own in the midst of all this, it would be totally enough. And so with all of this being said, I kind of want to share with you guys a real experience, a real kind of personal aspect of my heart that I haven't really shared with anybody, and I don't really know why I'm sharing it with people, you know, halfway across the world that I have never met in my life. And I don't really know why. But it's that this kind of desire to share it with you all is there. And I don't really know why God wants me to share it. If this can help somebody in any way, then like, then I must have done the right thing. And I think a lot of times we can get very apprehensive with sharing reality with other people because we're afraid of what people will think, of how they'll judge us, etc., etc. And as you graduate, you are now like going into the world to do something. You're like your whole role in life is now about to change. You're embracing a new chapter, and like there's large decisions that you have to make of like, what am I going to do with my life? Like, not only to, like, succeed and do well, but just to, like, you know, do it for God and, like, embrace Him. And I had started this chapter of my life very enthusiastically of where I was going after high school. It was a very enthusiastic chapter I was very excited about, and I was really really excited for like new beginnings and being able to like do things for God like in a different way, because I've evolved and grown as a person. And if there's something that I could say about this past summer, is I've grown so much as a human. And maybe to outside eyes, like, maybe that's kind of hard to see, or maybe not as obvious as I would like to think it is, but I know for me, knowing myself interiorly, you know, I have grown phenomenally, and not like in this beautiful, like faultless kind of way, but I've grown so much as a human. And despite the difficulties of some of the experiences that I've gone through this past summer, they have been some of the most growing experiences of my life. And I kind of want to talk about them, but maybe it's not in specificalities just yet. That's something that I just haven't worked with the, you know, the inertia to share publicly yet. This is what I feel called to do for this specific episode, so this is just what I'm going to do. I'm not going to share exact specific details, but I'm going to share with you guys kind of the circumstances just a little bit, because, like I said earlier, if there's something that I can say that somebody can relate to or can just help somebody feel like they're not alone, like, that's worth it to me, and I'm willing to do that. And so, I was so excited to graduate high school and move on to this second chapter of, or no, I guess not second, next chapter of my life. And I was thrilled. I was so excited. If you know me, you know that I just have this like natural drive for life. Like I live, like my adrenaline spikes when I live, like not just like existing, but like truly living with a purpose and like a drive and a mission. And what I wanted to do and what I felt God was calling me to do after my high school years was a journey that I started back at the beginning of my high school years. So like what I thought God wanted me to do after I graduated and after this chapter of my life ended, it was something that I was pursuing and persistent upon and fortitudinous in chasing and in embracing since the beginning of my high school years. I'm reading the instructions on the back. Hold on. Okay, I need to know how long I needed to cook the muffins for. So this was something that I had put a lot of time, a lot of years, a lot of minutes, a lot of memories, a lot of commitment and heart into, which was, you know, what I'm going to do, what God wants me to do. And without like sharing the details of what specifically it was or anything, when I was about 13, almost 14, I met this wonderful, wonderful lady, who was, she's an elder in the faith, and she was a wonderful example of, you know, Christ's love and dedication to the will of Christ. And, I was very, drawn to the holiness, which she seemed to support and seemed to want and embrace. And so she became a very trusted and close spiritual director and a very like a maternal kind of spiritual mother to me in a certain sense. And she was aware of this desire that I had, that Christ had placed in my heart, of what I wanted to do after high school. And so she was helping me and guiding me and nurturing me along this path from like ninth grade until this past summer. So that's a long time of my life. It's a long chapter. It's been a long journey. And the journey was so marvelous. I learned so much. I was nurtured and directed in such a fruitful way. It was a beautiful journey, and I wouldn't trade one step of that journey for anything. And the culmination of that journey, which was supposed to, well, I want to say the culmination of, well, I guess, for that specific journey, that culmination of that specific journey, was supposed to reach its destination in October of this fall. And things were really going along perfectly, and everything was so joyful and hopeful and anticipatory. And I was supposed to go to a specific meeting to kind of talk about the final technicalities of how things were going to go and, you know, what the next steps from there were, in anticipation of the final kind of, I don't know how to say this, the final kind of, steps, I guess you could say, or like the beginning steps to the final, was all taking place. And I was so excited, and this meeting was like going to be kind of like a, kind of like an officialization of everything. And driving to this particular meeting, I was so excited, like, smiling from ear to ear. I was filled with anticipation, filled with such a zeal, such a love for what God was calling me to next. And I thought I was on cloud nine, like absolutely happy, absolutely at peace. And like there was uncertainty for sure, but I was so at peace with that. I was okay with the uncertainty because I had this peace. I was stabilized by the peace that any uncertainty could come and would be okay. I knew that. I knew it was going to be okay. And the meeting did not go at all as I had planned. And actually, the hopeful anticipation dissipated within the first few minutes because of the dialogue that we had and I guess the end results of that meeting. And so in the end, the plans for October dissipated, and the plans altogether in that moment seemed to dissipate to me. And something that I had pursued and worked for and taught and trained and molded myself for since ninth grade as a little, you know, ninth grader, it dissipated within moments and within minutes. And I remember the complete opposite feeling that I had driving home of like a complete abandonment, really, and just loneliness. And I don't want to say betrayal because that sounds like really dramatic, but like to a certain extent, kind of like betrayal. And I was really, really confused. I was so confused about why I had such peace and why I had such happiness, and how so instantly that peace that I had felt so stable in felt like it had just gotten ripped out from underneath my feet. And I'm sharing all of this very vulnerably right now because I feel called to, and I don't know if it's going to be received how I hope it will, but I kind of don't have a choice because God has called me to do this, and this is what I'm going to do. This is what I can. My story is a part of my life, and for those of you traveling alongside of me in this life, this is real. This is reality, and these are the experiences some of us go through. So I've heard it expressed that a person, you know, that's kind of like a youth that's growing up and trying to decide what they're going to do and all of this, they're like an arrow, like pulled back on a bow, and there's this tension and there's this like anticipation, and they're trying to decide like where they're going to shoot themselves at, like where that bullseye is, what they're going to thrust themselves at. And then once they find it, they can thrust themselves at it and embrace it. And driving home from that meeting, I felt like an arrow that had been released, but not towards a bullseye. I felt like I was still on the bow, waiting to be released somewhere, but the tension on the bow that had pulled me back to release me had dissipated, and it wasn't there anymore. And it was a very stagnant kind of feeling, one that I guess people could easily feel like stuck in. But I am so grateful from the bottom of my heart for that experience. It was not a fun experience. It was not enjoyable. It was so painful, and it was real, and it was deep, and it was hard, and it was ridiculously lonely. But I'm grateful for it. And that's not something that I just automatically was like, oh yeah, everything's good, moving along. It was something I had to work at, and something that I've been working on since, I guess, June. And now I have such a gratitude for how that experience has grown me, and an anticipation of where God wants me to go from here. I've learned so much. That experience has taught me so much, and I don't wish for a moment that, you know, none of it had ever happened, because I've learned from it, and I've grown from it, and I am stronger now, and I am bolder now, because everybody does, you know, maybe not everybody does. And I think it's something that at some point everyone's going to experience, whether emotionally, whether physically. You know, pain is a reality, but pain bears the most beautiful of fruit. It is truly lovely. I was going for a run not long after this, and I saw I was going for a run in the woods, and I happened to, like, trip over this big briar that was, like, right in my path, and the thorns, like, sunk right into my skin. It was just, like, awful. I was just like, oh, because I was going pretty fast, and I just grabbed my ankle, and I remember going down, and I was like, oh, these thorns, and I was looking how massive they were, and I was like, that is just, like, ridiculously, like, those thorns are just massive. And as I was working to, like, stand back up, I remember seeing at the end of these thorns where they, like, find out, there was these beautiful big white flowers. And it meant, even though it was, like, a ridiculously small thing, it meant so much to me. It was, like, this perfect analogy of, like, things can be painful, things can be ugly, things can be, you know, massively an inconvenience, but there can still be this beauty, there can still be this fruit that comes from it. And it's just waiting to be appreciated, you know, sometimes, whether that be by another person or whether it be by you, you know, in acceptance of that. And so, with all this in mind, I learned a lot about receptivity and rejection and how, you know, the hardships of our life, you know, they don't define us by any means. It's how we respond to them, you know? People can say things that are insulting. It doesn't mean we have to be insulted. People can say things that are offensive, but they can't make you offended. People can say things that are really angering and frustrating, but that doesn't mean you have to be frustrated. It doesn't mean you have to be angry. You know, in the end, you have the choice of how you are going to respond. And then the experience that I had that I could have chosen to be reclusive from, I could have chosen to have anger, and I could have chosen a lot of different paths, which were really tempting at the time. I was guided because God never leaves. God never leaves his people. Regardless of what we do, where we're at, God never leaves us. And I, in the moment of feeling totally abandoned, I never felt God's presence like I did in that moment of abandonment. Because he never left. He never left. In fact, he became more obvious when everybody else did. And I think that's the key, is to realize that regardless of anything, he will never leave you. And he never has, and he never will. And we place our trust in other people sometimes, and that trust is going to be betrayed sometimes. Does that mean we shouldn't trust? You know, it's this process that you have to kind of go through to realize that, like, everybody is human, everybody falls, everybody makes mistakes, but there is one human who's walked this earth and decided, he walked this earth with a purpose, none other to die, to be ridiculed, to be beaten, to be bruised. And so often we spend our lives avoiding those kind of scenarios of being verbally abused, verbally beaten, emotionally, physically, whatever. We try so hard to avoid them, but Christ came and specifically embraced them. He specifically embraced them. Never once did he try to avoid them. Because he knew that the fruit it would produce. He knew the reward, the end goal, our salvation. He knew how much he loved us. And so when I say that I've grown as a person over this past summer, I don't say that with pride, because I don't mean to. I say this with profound gratitude for our Savior and for everything that he's taught us. Phew. Okay, so that was a lot to get through and a lot to kind of go over, and I'm sure none of you were expecting that, but it feels so good to have shared it with y'all and to just kind of be really real with you guys. I hope that it's received with grace. I beg you to kind of receive it with grace and not to, like, think I'm, you know, being prideful or trying to glorify myself with my story, because I'm not, and I just hope that that's expressed and understood. So, with all of this being said, you're probably like, Emily, you've lost me. What does this have to do with anything? it's an indicative of the fact that as a human, I have grown. and as a human, I am still growing. And I have evolved as a human. I have progressed as a human. I'm going to continue to evolve and to continue to learn and continue to grow. And so the podcast is going to have to do that with me. If it's going to do it in a...
You need help, Mom?
Mom's not in here. Sorry, guys. Real life questions. Charlie's looking for Mom. Again. Shout out to that last episode where he was looking for Mom and whistling for like 2 solid minutes. Anyways. Because I am growing as a person, I have no choice but to have the content on this podcast. And what I'm saying, it's going to evolve as well. And so... I'm learning, and I've continued to learn, and so the podcast is going to kind of take a little bit of a new direction this coming year, and I'm super excited. It's going to be so fun. We're going to talk a little bit more practically about things, and we're also going to take some journeys through some theological inquiries, and it's going to be super fun. Like, get ready, guys. It's going to be so awesome, so thrilling, and... Also, I just wanted to let y'all know that if you have any topic ideas for podcasts or anything like that, you're more than welcome to reach out to me at mothermary15@icloud.com and leave me an email, leave me some feedback, and let me know what you guys would like to hear next on the podcast, because I would love to do something a little bit more geared towards maybe what the audience would like to hear. Also, me and... my sister and I have been working on this really awesome project over the summer, and it's going to, surprisingly enough, take place and reach its fulfillment in October, when I was supposed to be kind of pursuing another project. So it's super, super, I guess it's a really good time for this to happen, but we're going to have this awesome new project kind of launching in October, and I'm so excited to share it with you guys. It's kind of a surprise right now, so I can't give you all the details, but definitely stay tuned and continue to listen to the podcast. We're going to be a lot more consistent now that our summer hiatus is over, and you'll probably be hearing from me a lot more about real life practical tips and just my Promethean perspective on it all. So for those of you that actually didn't know, Promethean means lively, bold, creative, life-giving. And so that's why I named this podcast The Promethean Perspective, because I want my perspective, which has been influenced by the nurturing and the love of my parents and the love they've instilled in me for God, it's directed towards being life-bearing for people. By me sharing my story, my real life, my thoughts, and my perspective, hopefully it'll be life-bearing for people, and it'll be all in the end glorifying God's kingdom. So if you were just joining us, thank you so much. I'm so thrilled you're here for the journey, and I look forward to sharing many more episodes with all of you. So until then, God bless you all, and I hope that you are all doing the very best in the midst of uncertain times in the world right now, but we're all going to get through this. We're all rock stars. We're all children of God, and we can all push through. We got this, y'all. Also, if you guys want to leave rating and reviews, please do so. You can do that like on, Spotify, all the places, Stitcher, iPodcast, you know where to go. You do those things where you press the button and leave a review and, all those kind of things. You know where to do it. So I would really appreciate if you guys would do it, because, all the good things, all of the good things. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you've stayed with me throughout this entire episode, like, God bless you. This was a long, winded episode. We covered a lot of the things. So thank you for joining me. And I look forward to talking with you guys next time. But until then, God bless.